Mary Jo Sharp is joining us today, and we're going to be talking about this video series called Dark Room. For those of you who don't know Mary Jo, her own personal story is really awesome. She is an author and an apologist. I know her from her work at Biola University, and I want to turn you on to this Vimeo series, and it's called Dark Room. Mary Jo, welcome to Mornings with Carmen.
Hey, Carmen. Thank you so much for having me.
It probably exists elsewhere, right? There's probably a YouTube channel. There's probably all kinds of places people can engage with it. Is there a specific location we should be sending them to?
Oh, yeah, definitely to darkroomfaith.com.
Excellent. Darkroomfaith.com.
Yeah, and then we're also on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
Of course you are, because who's the market? Like, who are we trying to reach?
We're trying to reach Gen Z because these videos come out of Gen Z stories.
And so when you say Gen Z, I'm thinking teenagers and very young adults in their early 20s. Is that who we're talking about, 13 to mid 20s?
Yeah, when you see the videos, you'll notice that we're targeting like the high schoolers through the young college.
And they're really talking to us. I mean, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. Initially, these young people are talking to those of us who are older, because we have been for a long time answering questions they weren't asking. And now here in Dark Room, they are sharing the questions that have been in their hearts and minds a long time. And they are finally sharing those questions with us. So what did you learn as they found their way in the dark?
Oh, so many things. So one of the things that I thought was really fascinating about how we did the series is we actually did like a casting call for Gen Z stories. So as I was, listening to and reading the stories as they were coming in, I learned that they frame their language different from how I would frame it, because I'm Gen X generation. And so there's a way that I speak about faith. There's a way that I speak about philosophical questions or these theological questions. And Gen Z, just they have a different language and they have a little different focus. Their focus is not just, is this true? But they also have this focus of, what does this mean for me? How does it affect me? And can I hold to this belief? How can I aptly hold to this belief in my society?
And the question of identity seems to come up. Like, why do I identify as a Christian? Like, they're asking a really good question when they ask that. And they don't necessarily want to identify with all of the things that have the label of Christian in the culture today, including some varieties and expressions of the church.
Absolutely. They are looking at, they're dealing with a society, as we all know, that's becoming more and more polarized. And so they're trying to figure out how to aptly hold to their faith while having compassion, but also having this conviction that they're caring about their beliefs. And so they deal with all of the current cultural issues, such as you mentioned, like identity and what it means to love and who are they as an individual, what gives them value and purpose in the world, and how does Jesus interact with that?
We're talking with Mary Jo Sharp. We are talking about Dark Room. We're going to encourage you to check it out at the official website, darkroomfaith.com, darkroomfaith.com. It's based on the experience of real teens, and it's going to help you relate to the questions and the struggles that these young people are facing. They have had the courage to tell us what they're thinking about and the questions they have. And then I think the question turns to adult Christians. Do I love them enough to listen? And am I certain enough of my faith to allow room for their questions, their struggles, and their doubts? So Dark Room Faith deals with a variety of topics, doubt, love, church, sin, science, religion, suffering, the Bible, purpose, identity, justice, the afterlife, mission, the supernatural. Really, really well done. It's going to meet the need in ways that I think will surprise those of us who don't think of curriculum as being offered in this way. But that's really what it is. Darkroomfaith.com. Mary Jo, talk about the inspiration for this and maybe what you all have learned so far.
So the series has, like, it was really inspired by you know, like what we were seeing with Gen Z, what they're dealing with in their, in our current society. Like they live in a society that has excellent visual design, and they have access to that, you know, quickly on their phones and on their computers. And so we wanted to make sure that with that quick access to, you know, amazing visual design, that we wanted to enter in that space because Gen Z was used to that. So we wanted to provide a series that not only engaged these really difficult questions of the faith, you know, the questions that Gen Z was asking in their own voice, but we also wanted to do so with this sort of visual excellence so that it would inspire their curiosity and hold their attention so that they would, you know, be invited in into the conversation about these hard issues they're struggling with. We also saw that Gen Z, because of this barrage of information on their minds at all times, they can get overwhelmed. So we wanted to provide them space to think, just give them some space, you know, to actually sit in some of these questions and doubts that they have, and then help guide them through the process of what do I do with these doubts? And what do I do with this information about God, and how does Jesus relate to me personally in this environment that I'm growing up in with all of these cultural issues?
So helpful. It's so helpful. All right. We're talking with Mary Jo Sharp. Her website is Mary Jo, just a J-O, MaryJoSharp.com. And we'll be right back. Even when I question everything I know, he was faithful and he never... All right. Picking up in our conversation right where we left off with apologist Mary Jo Sharp, who started asking questions, and then as she started seeking answers to those questions and finding the truth, it grew into a ministry. You can check all of that out at MaryJoSharp.com. Her books are fantastic. She is a regular speaker at Stand to Reason's reality conferences, and she's joining us today to talk about this curriculum project. It's a video. It's a set of videos, and it has these discussion guides. It's just great, and it's called Dark Room Faith. So you want to go to darkroomfaith.com. If you got a young person in your life who has seen like deconversion testimonies, they're attracted to conversations about why people are leaving the faith, and you're, you know, you don't really know how to jump into conversations with them. Well, that's what this is all about. Students are asking questions. We're not terribly good at adults at entering into the world they inhabit. These videos are helping us do that. darkroomfaith.com. Mary Jo, let's just start with the question of deconversion. For people who are listening right now and they're like, you know, I've heard that word tossed about. What does that mean? And what happens to kids when like they see a deconversion video you know, on TikTok or on some other platform? What happens next?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So deconversion is when you actually leave the faith. So they're actually right now, they're struggling with two big words, deconversion and deconstruction. And so deconversion is you have left, you've, you know, cause we talk about somebody as conversion. So that's completely gone, completely leaving the church and your faith. Deconstruction is this idea of picking apart your faith to see, you know, what's there that you believe and that you don't believe. And, you know, it's this process of sort of pulling faith apart to look at it and all the arguments for it or against it, and then seeing what's still there. I kind of call it reverse engineering. And then what they have is they have access to all these people that are going through sort of a deconstruction of the faith right now and ending up in all these different spots. Because I have a deconstruction story that I wrote about in one of my books, but I ended up at the end of that with belief in God, not being able to walk away from God, not being able to walk away from the church. But that's not the case with everybody. And so they have this, just this, you know, massive spectrum of people arriving at different points on this deconstruction process. And then they see these videos of people who, you know, all over the internet who are deconverting. So I think that's hard for them to process, especially if the church isn't directly handling what is this, why has it become a movement, and what are we doing about it, and how can we help you? How can we help you encounter your doubts and your struggles in a safe way for you, where you feel comfortable handling those things and you don't feel ostracized or marginalized for having these questions?
All right. If you take the time to explore this Dark Room series and you go to darkroomfaith.com, you're going to find all kinds of really helpful downloadable resources in addition to access to the videos themselves. And so if you're saying to yourself, I've got a young person that's in my life, but we can't talk anymore. I know they don't believe the things that I believe, but I can't figure out how to get them to the place where they even share with me their struggles, their doubts, and their questions. That's what this is designed to help us do. And it's designed to let them know they're not alone, that the questions that they have, the doubts they have, the struggles that they're experiencing, they're not alone in those. And faithful people, are available and willing to enter into those conversations with them. So, Mary Jo, talk with us about Emma. She's kind of jealous.
Yeah, Emma is kind of jealous because of the, she's jealous of other people's relationships, of how men sometimes view her. Well, men sometimes send her DMs, and she kind of likes getting these DMs about being somebody's sugar baby, because it makes her feel accepted and loved and valuable. And then when she sees other people, other students who are having sex, it makes her kind of wonder about her value. Is she still valuable without engaging in sexual activity? Is she still desirable in some way? And so it's very confusing for her. And I would say, especially in a society with this like sort of hyper attention to sexuality, where sex is always pushed in our face for, we can't even see a commercial for trying to buy a hamburger without sexuality being attached to it. So she's very confused, and she wants to know how she can, what is her value? Does she have value and purpose? And is she loved as she is without being a person who is, sexually active?
Yeah, I think that dealing with the question of love in the way that you do in that particular video is so helpful. I think the range of questions that young people are asking in relationship to love and sexuality are handled in there in a way that is timely and appropriate and helpful. So if you're listening right now and you're like, I do not know how to get into the conversations of the day with the next generation, the Dark Room series is really providing a way to help us as adults understand the questions that students are asking, and certainly to provide for them really helpful resources in relationship to the conversations. And then there's leader downloadable resources as well. Really encourage you to share this resource with people in youth ministry that you know in your community and at your church. Again, it's all downloadable at darkroomfaith.com. Mary Jo, before we let you go, and thank you so much for the time we've had to spend together today, is there an invitation that maybe you want to issue to students and their parents who are listening, just in terms of the use of summer as a great opportunity to get with each other in places and spaces and times where we might not ordinarily during the academic year, have those opportunities?
Oh yeah, definitely. As a educator, who's also a mom, I would definitely say use the time that you have with your students to speak to them a bit more openly, to create that environment, that educational environment where they see that you care about the questions that matter to them. For some people, that may be a little bit, awkward, because that might not be something that they have done before. So give yourself some space for not being, absolutely great about how you go about this at the start. But that's why we wanted to give you a resource, was so that you had something that could spawn these discussions and you could watch it together. And then you have the resources to walk through with your kids. And you have the resources to be able to give you confidence in discussing these matters with your own children. So I would say take some time with them, if create those opportunities, because these are so valuable while they're still young. It's so valuable for your kids to see that you actually care about what's on their mind.
Doubt, love, church, sin, science, religion, suffering, Bible, purpose, identity, justice, afterlife, mission, supernatural. You want to be able to talk with the next generation about those things? This Dark Room film series is designed to do just that. Darkroomfaith.com. Or you can find Mary Jo Sharp directly at maryjosharp.com. Mary Jo, what a delight. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you guys. It's been a pleasure.